welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hello, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this Flash story arc, issue number 7. If you want 6, issue number 6.
Yeah, issue number 6.
It's the 7th episode. Yeah. The annual, similar to like when we did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. God, I did that one too. With that middle story that just throws off the numbering.
That had nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last six episodes. Look, Matt,
yeah, we got this. No, you got it. That was perfect.
So Wally goes rushing to the fuel depot, sees Tina, like, just on the outside of it. Like, she's not dead. She's hurt.
Thank God it only burnt off her nightie. Oh. Her hair was fine. Her makeup was still immaculate. No.
I mean, yeah. So Wally grabs her, rushes her back to the mansion, and they're talking a little bit, just talking about Jerry and what he can and can't do. I think she says that he's a genetic research department. Physiology is his special field. The development of special athletes, faster, stronger, bigger,
faster. Oh,
He's the $6 million man.
Shit.
Much of his work involves steroids. So because he's obsessed with his work, he thought, you know, it was important. He also thought that he was going about everything the wrong way. And she's like, look, I loved him. I really did. But there's a time where he became mentally ill and unstable. And I tried to get him to go to therapy, but he didn't want to. So I hate to say it, but I got to cut my losses and move on. So I need to get away from him. So Wally tries to contact the Titans because they can't stay here. Like, whatever's going on, like, we'll go to the hotel. He knows where we live now, literally, because he is maybe dead in the fuel depot, but if he's not, he's just a mile away. So he contacts the Titans, but they no one was home, and he just leaves a message. And later on, Changeling gives Wally a call back, and they go to pick him up. And I do like how they have the jet just parked in the middle of the street.
Well, he's like, I need you to come bring a big car. So they bring the jet instead.
Yeah, well, you know. But then Gar even says, he's like, yeah, I told you to be discreet. Well, you didn't specify discreet.
The welfare hotel.
Yeah. So they hop in the jet and they fly back to Titan's Tower. And this is where Tina is going to basically hole up while everything's going on with Jerry. Of course, at the same time, Gar and Donna have to go out on a mission. And then Wally's like, okay, well, I'm going to go look for your husband. And we're going to, you know, just go figure this out. And Tina's like, you promise you won't hurt him, right? Now, he had already said a few different times that he won't.
I won't hurt him.
Yeah. I feel like there was definitely some writing issues where, because we said it in the very beginning that Wally is very condescending.
Yeah.
And kind of a dick. But he repeats himself numerous times.
Yeah.
That might be the Tourette's.
I think that's it's a kind of mental illness.
Asperger's?
Yeah, except they don't call it Asperger's anymore because apparently Asperger's was a psycho that was like experimenting on the kids that had autism.
Oh, fuck!
Autism. That's what it is, autism.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, autism. Yes. I didn't know that was. Okay.
I didn't know about it until earlier this year. I was talking to somebody about it.
Oh, interesting.
And I'd said something about Asperger's, and like, yeah, they don't use that anymore. They don't use that term anymore because they found out like that he was like just horrible to these kids and stuff. And it's like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Good to know, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, autism. I can see that being a possibility. Again, he's also at a young age got splashed with chemicals and got speed abilities and probably never properly dealt with that.
Yeah.
So maybe
he's probably a little hung up. But then he tells what's her face he loves her.
Well, okay. Well, to get there, hold on. You know, he tells Tina that he's not going to hurt him, and he asks if she still loves him, and she's like, "No, but I can't help having feelings for him." And he asks it again, and she's like, "I don't know. I have feelings for you." Oh no, he asks if she loves him. Wally, and she's like, "I don't know. I have feelings for you. I want you to come back to me." And then he says, "I love you." And it's great because she's like looking the other way. She's like trying not to make eye contact.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's great.
Somebody come get you, kid.
So, she had mentioned that there is what's his name? Bortz?
Dr. Heine. Dr. Seymour Heine.
Conrad Bortz, who was Jerry's, like...
co-worker or something.
Co-worker, right? Or he was his boss.
Yeah, so and, he worked with him.
Yeah, Jerry was very convinced that Conrad was trying to steal his work. So he's like, "That's if you can't find me, that's where he's going to go next." So Barry's like, "Okay, so I make it to... Conrad's residence," and he's like, "What do you say? This upstate New York place it makes Fort Knox look like a picnic shelter because apparently there's guards everywhere." Like, okay, why is it that when everybody describes a well guarded place, they have to compare it to Fort Knox?
Well, because that was the only thing people back then understood what they were talking about.
I feel like Fort Knox wasn't that well guarded because every like movie was robbing Fort Knox and they actually robbed them. Like, I don't know. Anyway, he makes it up there, doesn't, you know, do anything to the guards because he's a hero. He hops onto the roof, but because of the rain he kind of slips and slides and falls into a hole, and then gets like trapped into this room. And, you know, some preventative measures like gas gets let out. And Barry is... not Barry. Wally. You know, Wally West. Predecessor to Barry Allen. Okay. We had to. We hadn't done this episode yet. So he's, you know, he says he can hold his breath for like 5 minutes. And he waves the...
Gas away.
And...
plays dead.
Yeah, he plays dead. So when the guards come in,
he rolls over wakes and up. Begs. Oh.
No. Wakes up, grabs gun, runs out. Goes to Bortz, and Bortz is like, "Oh wait, you're not Jerry." It's like, "No, I'm the Flash." You know, Wally West. Alright, I won't do it again.
No, you have to finish. Wally West, you know, the Flash. Took over from Barry Allen. Barry Allen lives in Central City.
Perfect. And Bortz himself, I'm not going to lie, this guy definitely reminds me of Cletus Cassidy. He looks like Cletus a lot.
When I first looked at it, I was like, "Man, he looks familiar, but I can't place."
I only put two and two because Carnage is going to be in the next Venom movie.
Yeah.
Coming out soon, folks, about 2 months from now. Go check it out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a month and a half. I can't remember when this episode's coming out.
When's the movie come out?
September. I don't know exactly when, so maybe it's 2 months. I don't know.
I got to watch Venom for my birthday when it came out.
Oh, nice.
Because it came out on my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So he's talking to Bortz, and it's like, "Look, you're well prepared for Jerry, but you obviously didn't account for his... Now he's got speed now, and so just to let you know about that." I do like how he... the guards come in. He's like, "Oh, sorry, guys. Didn't mean to, you know."
And they're like, "Hey, it's no big deal getting dropped by a Titan, you know."
Yeah. he didn't do anything to him. Like, all he did was take the guns and run away. But whatever.
I'm just saying there's nothing to be ashamed about by being bested by, you know,
a superhero. Yeah. But again, they're all on the same side. Like, yeah. It's not like...
Same team, Farfa, same team.
But then they start hearing, like, the a boom and some crackling, and the power goes out. So you're led to assume that it's lightning until we hear another boom, and Flash is like, that's not thunder. I think that was an explosion. And the power goes out again, because apparently the second generator... the power went out, first generator kicked in. Power goes out again, and apparently there's a second generator because power's back on.
I assume that it's just the power flashing.
It could be it too. But speaking of which, Flash Ghost tries to break the window, but Conrad Bortz is like, "Oh, hey, you can't. It's bulletproof Mylar, our own formula." Like, nice, cool. But then Jerry comes bursting through. And he doesn't break the glass.
Nope, he breaks the frame around the glass.
Breaks the frame, and then the glass goes... He basically...
Flattens...
Yeah.
Barry... I'm sorry. Wally.
Wally. Wally West. You know, the Flash. Predecessor to Barry Allen. You know, lives in Central City. He definitely looks like a squish bug, which is kind of fun. But then Jerry is starting to look more deteriorated.
He's looking like a bug himself.
He's looking terrible. His limbs are just... more elongated. I think like one leg is super bulgy while the other one's super skinny.
Yep.
His arms are elongated. His face is starting to look more grotesque.
And apparently his penis shrank.
Probably.
From the steroids.
Well, yeah, steroids. So, but he's going over there to attack Bortz, and Flash pops up and tosses the glass at Jerry, who catches it and then tries to like shatter it. But can't. He's like, "Oh man, this stuff really is unbreakable. Good job, Dr. Bortz." It's like, okay, you're losing your mind, but still can congratulate your colleague. Good job, buddy. And then Wally does the fun thing of antagonizing Jerry by saying, "Oh hey, Tina doesn't want to see you anymore." It's like, God damn it, dude. You're such a jerk. We get some more fighting, of course, and
Flash gets him to run into the wall because, of course, he can't control his speed.
Yeah. At one point, Jerry like gets a bear hug on the Flash, and it's about ready to like break his back, but then Jerry like falls over because everything that was going on with him, all the steroids, all the procedures, all this medical stuff, it finally took its toll, and.
Your body can only take so much, yep. You know. So
they get him to the hospital in Syracuse, and now it's up to Tina, because they're legally married, about saving his life. He needs a lot of replacement body parts, like a lot of his organs. And at first, she says no. It's like, I don't want him to live. But then. Wally kind of convinces her. It's like, look, it's up to you should they attempt the transplant. What do you think? And she's like, look, I guess, you know, he should have a chance at life.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing the honorable thing. Then the Wally gets gets his back looked at by Conrad Bortz. I don't know if it's the Ortz. And he's like, look, we can save Jerry's life, but I need a certain scientist that is in this Polsky Institute in Siberia. And I need your help to go get him. Like, you literally just have to go there and get him and bring him back. So we go over to this institute in Russia, in Siberia. And I will say, I find it funny how we know they're Russians because their dialogue is bold and the letters are backwards, or certain letters are backwards.
The R's.
Yep, and the N's. And just the H's are different. Like, it's just, okay, fine. I get it. I get what you're trying to do. But we are introduced to this team called the Red Trinity. And it's three speedsters, because no good Flash villain
cannot be a speedster.
So, yeah. They also do say that each one is just as fast as the Flash, because it's because of the Flash that these guys are able to.
And each one is as fast as the American Titan Flash.
And that's where we end this issue, and where we're ending our coverage
right now.
Outside of Waller being a fucking dick and an asshole, and
the storyline was definitely a lot better in these ones.
Yes,
the tangents they went off to in this weren't as completely unrelated, except for the whole like anniversary issue or annual issue. But that's, you know,
well, that again, how those annuals are annuals. Do. But I know the last time we had Flash issues, it was all about the trial. And really, it was leading up to the trial, because the trial
was like 5 minutes.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like 10 issues, but really only 2 issues worth of material that they spread over 10 issues. I did like that these were broken up into like 2-issue arcs, basically, with the exception of the annual, like we said. But so far, so good. Like, I'm interested. I want to see where it's going.
It's, like I said, it's definitely better than the ones we've read before.
Yeah.
And it has some intriguing things into it. I'm still not particularly fond of, like you said, you know, always having speedster enemies.
Well, and it was what really got me. Like, again, I like the Flash. I like his rogues gallery, because they're not just all speedsters. You've got Zoom or Reverse Flash. But that's all more later on. This is the first time reading these issues. So I've never heard of the Red Trinity.
Yeah.
I never heard of Speeds McGee.
McGee.
Like, that's a new one on me. So these... But it's no different than, like, the Flash TV show, where, like, every episode, Flash... Well, Barry Allen Flash. Yeah. You know, Barry Allen.
So the overlying arc of the TV show was a evil speedster. But the episodes
though, is that they had to keep an evil, like, every time it was a different speedster, until it was Reverse Flash, like, 3 different seasons.
Yeah.
But it's like, why don't you have somebody who's not a speedster be the big bad? I know when they tried to do that with the Thinker, that was just kind of dumb.
But at that point in time, they had gone, you know.
Yeah, it's already kind of whatever. These, again, I know what Flash gets, what Wally West Flash gets to, and those stories are awesome. We're a ways away from that. At least, let's see, what issue is this? 7? At least 50 issues away.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I guess that's only like...
It's around issue 60-ish or something. No, it's... Because if they're about 6 piece...
It's only about 8 story arcs.
Maybe 9. But yeah, so we'll get to more Flash maybe next year.
But it still isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's definitely a step up from...
I'm really looking forward to seeing how he loses all of his money.
Are you kidding? Have you seen how he's spending it?
Yeah.
I don't have any easy ideas of how he...
Alrighty. You guys, if you want to find us on Twitter, we're at Comic Rundown. On Instagram, at Comic Book Rundown. You can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. That's how you can get a hold of us on those three methods. If you send us an email or a DM or a message, we will read them on an upcoming episode. Our song was done by Joe from Sex Turtles, one half of the Sex Turtles, and he is part of the Wreck My Podcast group. Go check out those shows or that episode, that podcast on all your podcasting apps of choice. We have t-shirts over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Go check them out. Links are in the show notes. I'm missing something.
You got our show, or you got the where they can reach us. You got the music. You got the t-shirts.
I feel like I'm missing something, though. I don't know. Okay.
Meh. Well, if we miss something, you guys can send us an email and remind us.
Rating and reviews. There
we
go.
Oh, yeah.
Go over to Apple Podcast and review us, review us.
Threw me off because you said the...
I did this all in a weird order. I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, we will. If you leave us a review, we will read it. If you leave us a review on a different podcasting app, let me know, and we'll read. We will read them on the show.
Yes,
we like to read
as these, long as we know they're there. We will read them.
Yes, I think
even if it's just you telling us about your prince in Arabia that needs a
yeah, those are fun. We'll read the dumb ones because why the hell not?
Exactly.
Yeah. So get a hold of us. Find us on the internet. Talk to us. We like conversations. So until next time, guys. See ya.
Adios.